there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Maller here. Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full lineup of Michelin tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you. One of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
This is the best of the Ben Maller Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Time to go back to Hogwarts for the Wizards because they clearly failed in their spell to try to get victory. The first two games in Boston, that was a pathetic ending in both games. The Washington Wizards had big leads early. And in this particular game last night in the second half, and still managed to blow it. Welcome in the beginning of another hour. It's the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere. The vast Fox Sports Radio network emanating live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on your car insurance. Just visit geico.com. for a free rate quote. We are still 29 days away from the projected start of the NBA Finals. It'll be a Thursday, the first day in June, and that is when the NBA Finals are supposed to start. So we still have a little less than a month to go, and will the Boston Celtics be there? Probably not. Probably not, right? You would assume the Cleveland Cavaliers are going to win the Eastern Conference, but Boston is trying to become that team that gets to the Eastern Conference Finals, and they took another step, two wins away from getting there. Isaiah Thomas, a career performance, a performance that will be remembered by many for a long time. There was no wheelchair involved in this one like Paul Pierce and some of the other Celtics of the past, but 53-point performance, nine of them in overtime, and the Celtics come all the way back and beat the Washington Wizards by 10. And that's important. If you bet on the Wizards, you assumed you were going to win the game. The line was between 4.5 and 5.5. But in the end, the Celtics got a 10-point win at the new Garden, which is not all that new anymore, and now have a 2-0 lead in that particular series. So all kinds of accolades being tossed on Isaiah Thomas. And I get all that. I'm not anti any of that, that Isaiah Thomas, the second highest point total in Celtic playoff history, but this is not a history-based show, right? John Havlicek was the only Celtic to score more in an individual playoff game back in the 1970s. But I wanted to talk about the question of what matters more in the context of the game. The fact that the Celtics won by 10 and Isaiah Thomas went nuts in the second half of the game, or the reality that in a seven-game series, the Washington Wizards have had two chances to take a game in Boston, and they have said, no, I don't want the win, that's it. So the question is this. The better story here, the Wizards blowing leads in the first two games, but we'll focus in on this latest game, or Isaiah Thomas having what was a classical 53-point performance. Now, this comes down to a micro-macro debate. Many people say, well, there's no debate here. There's no argument. They're wrong, and they'll say, well, it's just Isaiah Thomas. That's all. In the here and now, for me, it's the choking dogs from Washington that stand out. Right? They're the ones that stand out. Now, long-term, Hollywood treatment for Isaiah Thomas, that'll be part of this story. I understand that. But if you, in the context of trying to win a playoff series, it is a much bigger deal from the Washington side of things. To begin with, you know, I get that most people are going to gloss over the Washington side. They're going to go all in on Isaiah Thomas. And most of the mainstream media is going to do that. This was his Mona Lisa-like performance for the Wizards. And I'm not disputing that at all. Isaiah Thomas played really, really well and didn't have to take 70 shots to get to 50 points. He had 33 shots. But to me, it's being overplayed. Right, and Thomas was great. That's the TV angle. They're going to eat up. It's the heartstrings angle. Heartstrings television works, that approach, and that's fine. I mean, Thomas's performance, the fact that it came on the date that of his sister's birthday, who died in that car accident a little while back there in Washington State, and that'll get the full documentary treatment, the retrospective, the fact that he played this well on that particular date, and we're all kind of wired the same, right? It's human nature to connect dates and events and connect the dots, if you will. But the fact that Isaiah Thomas outplayed a bigger, faster, stronger, more athletic basketball player in John Wall, you know, that's impressive in itself. I don't need the other stuff to pile on top of that. But that's just me. I know I'm in the minority, and most people say, oh, no, I liked it. I like that angle. I like the TV angle. That's the angle for me. But I'm not like you. I didn't need that. Now, in addition here, the better story is, as I've said many times and continue to say, in the losing locker room, Isaiah Thomas's individual performance ended up camouflaging and covering up the Wizards. The Wizards are going to get a pass on this. Everyone will be talking about Isaiah Thomas over the next 24 hours in this basketball news cycle, and the fact that Washington has now blown double-digit leads on the road in the playoffs twice in this series, the story here, it's summed up in two words: missed opportunities. The Wizards blew two opportunities. All they needed was one of these games. They could have won both of them, you know, play the could have, would have, should have game, but this is a biblically bad performance by the Washington Wizards, and that should not be lost because Isaiah Thomas happened to have a redonkulous game on his end. Washington, if I'm getting this correctly, I believe they're the first team in the shot clock era to trail a series 2-0 after leading by 10 or more points at the end of the first quarter in both games. And obviously vice versa, the Celtics are the first team in the shot clock era to come back in a series and lead 2-0 when trailing by 10 or more points in these particular games. Here's John Wall, the Wizards guard. He had 40 points. He took 32 shots to get to 40 points. John Wall pointing out that the Wizards blew it.
It's tough. We had opportunities to win this game. Last 2 minutes, 3 minutes, we had opportunities to make shots. We missed some good looks. They came down, made some tough shots, and made it a close game. I got a great look at the end. Brad got an opportunity to get a great look. I think in overtime, they just had so much more energy and momentum that they made shots that we missed.
Yeah, he's referring to John Wall, referring to himself and Bradley Beal, who both, at the end of regulation, could have ended it, avoided the overtime. The two headliners for the Washington Wizards, they didn't get it done. The Wizards drowned in the fourth quarter. They did. There's no other way to spin it. There's not, you know, I said, oh, you know, the other team played better. Nah, I don't buy it. I'm not buying it. Washington allowed this game to end the way it did. It is a humiliation situation. The individual matchup, John Wall and Isaiah Thomas, it was back and forth until the late game stages. And in the late game stages, Isaiah Thomas single-handedly outplayed the Washington Wizards, and that's on John Wall. John Wall, you got to own that, man. You got to own that individual matchup.
I knew he's a great fourth quarter scorer. They go to him a lot. He started the fourth, got some easy looks early on, and I mean, when he see the ball going to hoop, they go through him a lot, and he has opportunity to make big shots and make tough shots, and that's what he did tonight.
Yeah, okay, that was cliche. There's nothing new there, nothing interesting. But in the final 15 minutes of the Celtics-Wizards game, the Wizards' entire team scored 24 points. Every player on the Wizards roster collectively put up a total of 24 points. Isaiah Thomas scored 27. So the Wizards allowed one guy to beat them. Single-handedly outscored 27-24, Thomas in a Celtic jersey versus everyone wearing a Washington Wizards jersey. That is how it turned out. And so what happens next? What are the Washington Wizards going to do? They're going to feel sorry for themselves and get into the fetal position, and then end up getting boat raced in the game in Washington. And it certainly would appear that the Celtics, all they have to do is win game three. That's always the pivotal game, right? I mean, any of these series where you win the first couple games, you win game three, that's it, see you later. You're not, 99% of the time, the team's not going to come back. The other team trailing three games to love in a matchup in the postseason. So game three is the next pivotal step, but the Celtics are going to end up in the Eastern Conference Finals. That's not a bold statement to pick the Celtics to get to the Eastern Conference Finals. And the Washington Wizards will be kicking themselves, and this will be haunting Scott Brooks, the coach of the Washington Wizards, that they were unable to come up with the ingredients when the game was theirs. They had several points in the game and late in the game where the Wizards had the lead. They had a five-point lead with a limited time left, and they blew it. All right, it's the Ben Maller Show on Fox. If you want to be part of this, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. We're also on Twitter, at Ben Maller. That's at Ben Maller. You can be part of the festivities. And the Golden State Warriors in the other NBA playoff game, the Warriors, rather, victorious over the Utah Jazz in a less-than-aesthetically pleasing game. I mentioned the Jazz earlier, not aesthetically pleasing. The game itself not played at the usual tempo that the Warriors play at, but victorious behind Steph Curry, and just kind of, it's going to be a blah series is how this is going to play out. It would appear, if game one is an indicator, that this is how it's going to be. Now, you do expect at some point the Warriors are going to, you would think, boat race the Jazz. In fact, game two would seem like a good opportunity for that to take place. But this, the overall excitement, the sex appeal, is just not there for the Warrior-Jazz matchup.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weeknights at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
We say hello to Jeannie in Medford, who's on Fox Sports Radio. Hello, Jeannie.
Hi, Ben. I missed you.
Where have you been, Jeannie? We haven't heard from you in a while.
In the hospital with Alexis.
It's a lie.
Well, sort of. We had the same medication.
You self-medicate. You've been self-medicating for how many years, Jeannie?
Yeah, but this stuff is different.
Yeah, you sound good, though. You sound like you're on the ball today, Jeannie.
Well, I am. I'm on the basketball.
Or the booze, one of those.
Basketball.
Okay, very good.
Is this a sports show or what?
Yes. Hardcore.
Basketball.
Yes. Name three basketball teams. Go ahead, right now.
The club, the ones that just lost. I didn't want to say it. Your guys, Clippers. You know they're originally from San Diego?
Well, they were in Buffalo before that, but yeah.
Clippers, a ship.
Okay, thank you. Yes, the Clipper ship.
Anyway, the Lakers, I got to say that. And I'll take the Bulls.
The Bulls. Look, can you name every NBA team? That would be a fun game to have you name every NBA team.
Okay.
No, no, I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that. Take too much time. We don't want to do that. Yeah. All right. Well, anything, you just want to check in, say you're alive, yes?
No. Wanted to play Password, but I know I'm not allowed to.
That's like 2 hours from now. Or maybe, is it an hour from now? An hour from now. Seems like 2 hours.
My clock broke.
Yeah, you called in too early. That's premature Password.
No, I called in to figure out what time it is.
Oh. You should know the schedule. We play Password at about the same time every week.
Well, you announced it over an hour ago. Password coming up.
Well, I said it's coming up. It's promoting ahead, Jeannie.
Should we not do this and just be nice?
I'm very nice. I'm a big fan of your work, Jeannie. Yeah. Well, you want to take a call? We can do callers with Jeannie. You want to do that?
Yeah, I know who it is. It's a woman.
No. There's no other women on hold. I would not lie about that. There's no other women there.
Well, you said, where the white women at?
Would you like to pick a line, Jeannie?
Now, where are the white women at?
You're on line...
Line four.
You want line four. All right.
Probably going to be Doc.
You think it would be line four? All right, let's try. Hold on a sec.
Up with Bloody Goat Beer. The beer for losers.
Let's try line four. Hello, line four. Are you there, line four? Is line four there? I guess line four is not
Los
there.
Los Angeles.
He's gone.
Apparently line four didn't want to talk to you. It's unfortunate. Let's try another line. How about we try, let's try line five. Hold on a sec here. Line five, are you there, line five?
Oh, God, no, help me.
How do you want to handle this, Jeannie?
Singing the blues, baby.
You want to sing a little bit or just listen to the music?
No, that's what's killing me. My voice, I can't sing anymore.
No, you lost your singing ability, yeah.
Well, no, it's going to come back. I got my own recipe.
I think that was Mark the Full Name Guy, but he didn't say hello.
So. Yes, sir.
Oh, there he is, Mark the Full Name Guy. He's feeling good. He's in Santa Barbara. He's got his musical instrument
Santa
with him.
Barbara.
Yeah, he's moved
on.
That's
where those beautiful houses are that are pink.
Oh, what the hell's going on here? It's like a speakeasy all of a sudden. You got to have a password to get in.
No, I love Santa Barbara. That drive from L.A. up the coast.
Yeah.
And I love the ice cream cones there.
I'm going to hang up on Mark. Hold on, Mark. I'm going to put him on hold there. That's boring. Let's try another call. This is callers with Jeannie. Hello?
Hello?
Line six. Hello, line six. Yes.
Yo.
Yes. Yes. Line six, you're on the air with Jeannie in Medford.
Is that me?
No. It's not you.
Hey! Jeannie, I want to tell you something. Ben loves you most of all. Jeannie,
I
want to make you happy, Jeannie. I love you too. This is Weed Man Hippie, Jeannie, and I love you too.
Hey, Jeannie,
yes, Ben loves his wife, numero uno.
Of course,
yes,
exactly.
The happy wife, happy life. Ben.
All right, you don't need to yell. Listen, Jeannie, why don't you go hang out with Weed Man Hippie in South Beach?
So you want to get married, honey?
I have a 25-year-old ballerina that's going to come stay with me this week that maybe will come on the phone with you. You've talked to her before, Ben. She's going to be here in a few days.
25-year-old
ballerina.
Well, Jeannie, listen, Weed Man, stop. Well, Jeannie is actually younger than that, right? Jeannie, what are you, like 22 or something like that?
Well, when I was a ballerina, but not these days.
Yeah, not these days. I got you. All right. Well, this is very interesting. And
Jeannie, Ben loves you. I want you
okay.
to know that.
All right. I love
Ben
everyone.
Ben really
okay.
loves
yes,
you.
Thank you.
I'll take you to the Mega Castle.
Well, Jeannie, this was a great success, Jeannie. We had a lot of fun. And we didn't get to the Manny Machado sound that I promised because we took calls with you. But our conversation is over now. And I thank
Boy.
You.
That escalated quickly.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com and within the iHeartRadio app.
The basketball media, right, was given the gift of low-hanging fruit. You might have seen this. Maybe you missed it. Ty Lue laid it on thick on a podcast interview talking about his lot in life. Now, Lue says that coaching the Cavaliers is the hardest job by far. Now, context means something here, and we're not sure if Ty Lue means in his life or in all of the NBA. Certainly intimated, it was a cryptic message, that this was the entire NBA. And I'm not making this up. This is not some fake news story. This is accurate. In fact, if you don't believe me, if you think that I'm just kind of pulling your chain here, we actually have the audio of Ty Lue, some of it where he bellyached about the scrutiny that comes with coaching the high-profile LeBron James-led NBA team in Ohio.
There's 30 head jobs in the NBA. I would say this one is different than all the other ones.
It's the hardest job by far. The hardest job. But, you know, I've been through a lot of tough things in my life anyway, and I just try not to listen to the outside noise, you know, to the media and what they have to say. You know, as long as I have the support of, you know, David Griffin, you know, Dan Gilbert, my players, the city of Cleveland, you know, the state of Ohio, as long as I have that support, that's all that matters.
All right, he went on and on there. Coach Lue went as far as to say that he takes a near veil of silence when he's mic'd up in the huddle because he worries about saying the wrong thing and it could go viral. So it's just, it's all there. I'm not making this up. So the question is, what do you make of Ty Lue, his sob story about coaching the Cleveland Cavaliers? Now, I got two words for this. One of them is delusional, and the other is paranoid. And I think they both apply to this particular story, and I'll tell you why. Number one, Coach Lue is delusional if he thinks the Cavalier job is the hardest gig. You know and I know that that is just not reality. The Cavaliers job is the easiest job in the NBA, and I'll give you my evidence. A, you're in the junior varsity conference. The Eastern Conference is filled with a bunch of lightweights compared to the Western Conference. It's been that way for years. So you're in the easier conference. That's A. B, you have the most talented roster in that conference, and talent is the currency of wins. If you have the most talent, unlike many of the other sports, you can have the most talented NFL team, doesn't guarantee you're going to win. You can have the most talented baseball team, and it doesn't guarantee you're going to win baseball. But in the sport of basketball, generally speaking, you have the talent, you're going to win. And the last part of this, the LeBron factor, which is the most important. All right, you can take or leave the junior varsity conference. Talent, obviously, is very important, but not as important as LeBron. LeBron James has helped a gaggle of coaches end up in the NBA Finals. Mike Brown was head coach of the Cavaliers when they were in the NBA Finals. He could be back with the Warriors because Steve Kerr is gone. We know that story. Eric Spoelstra made his name while coaching LeBron in Miami. David Blatt, the coach who loves Cheesecake Factory, David Blatt, he's also on that list of coaches, and Ty Lue, all of them taking a turn as LeBron James' personal cabana boy and going along and whatever LeBron needs by the pool, these guys take care of. Now, number two, Tyronn Lue is paranoid because he claims this imagined pressure is impacting how he does his job. Now, I'm not going to say there's no pressure. That's not true at all. But the pressure is to make sure that you appease LeBron James. That's the most important thing when you coach the Cavaliers, and I would say that you have to have, in any of these jobs in professional sports, you have to have some rhino skin. NBA fans, and I assume if you're listening here, you're still listening, that you're one of them. You know what's going on. You know the drill here. Lue is a puppet for LeBron James. He is. He's a human sock puppet is what he is. And I know that bothers some people to say that's not right to say. It's true. You can either accept it or you can fight it and play the woe is me card and, oh, no, that's not true at all. But if Ty Lue became available, if Tyronn Lue became available, Would there be a parade of teams lining up to hire him as a head coach? No. People know what's going on here. You can not talk about it and say, no, no, that's not how you think it is. Oh, yes, it is. It's a pretty nice spin job by the Cavaliers coach to claim that he doesn't actually, you know, coach in the huddle because he doesn't like the attention. It's an outstanding spin job. What are the chances that Lou does not coach the Cavaliers because his gig is to massage LeBron? His job is not to come up with X's and O's and all that. His job is to appease LeBron. What LeBron wants, LeBron gets. The LeBron package. And the bottom line here, if you look at the resume of coaches that have come through, LeBron James does not want to have a boisterous coach. He's not. He's had many run-ins verbally over the last couple of years with Phil Jackson. That Phil's too old now to coach, but LeBron likes it this way. He's, in that respect, uncoachable if you're a guy that's going to fight him back. He didn't want that. LeBron's the CEO of the Cavaliers. It's LeBron's way or the highway, as they say. And when you coach the king, you are, as I said, you're a human sock puppet. That's what you are. It's not that difficult. You scratch his back, and LeBron will take care of you. You'll get credit with these wins on Basketball Reference. And Lou talks about how this is the hardest job. He's also being paid $35 million over the course of the deal. And money does factor into how difficult the job is, because I hear all the time from guys that bust their ass working in factories that, and I know it's, you know, your skill set and all that, being in the right place and all at the right time. We understand all that, but you're not making $35 million guaranteed, and I would think you're not living the pampered life. I think it's just common sense. We know that you have your own level of stress, which is a whole lot more difficult when you don't have a certain layer of guaranteed money. Now, the hardest job in the NBA. What is the hardest job in the NBA? If it's not the Cleveland job, what is it? I would argue coaching the Phoenix Suns or the Sacramento Kings, where the pantry is bare, you're embedded in the same conference with the Warriors, Spurs, Rockets, and other good teams, and as I said, you don't have very many good players, if any good players. And you don't make as much money as you do coaching the Cavaliers. You don't last that long. It's a temporary job. It's a dead-end job by NBA coaching standards.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weeknights at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
We're going to play Password, the Word Game of the Stars in a moment, but first we go to Indy. And a man cashing a golden ticket, Trucker Joe, is on Fox Sports Radio. Hello, Trucker Joe!
Because I've got a golden ticket. I've got a golden ticket.
Are you hear me?
No.
You can't hear me?
No, I can't hear you.
Yo, what up, Ron? Hey, man, I woke up, like, a little late, man, so I called, like, to get the second hour or third hour of the show. But, hey, I heard, like, the part you was talking about, the best way to meet a girl or something like that. Yo, is Backpage still a thing? Backpage.com, you know about that? You go on there, you meet escorts and all them, you know what I mean? That's better than working on dating sites, you know what I mean, as long as you don't get a cop. And,
So Joe, your advice to pick up women is to date escorts. Is that your advice? You just
I wouldn't necessarily say date them.
You pay them
for a couple hours and
all right.
Kicks the rocks off. This Teron Lou thing, man.
Thank you. You cut all that out, right? We couldn't broadcast that. I don't think we were allowed to.
Yeah, that's why the podcast numbers are even bigger than expected.
You missed that because we delete that. And Joe, for him, that seems like good dating advice. It works out for him. But I don't think we're allowed to go there. It's the Ben Maller Show on Fox. Let's do it. Here we go.
Attention, everyone. And the password is... Password. You idiot. Password, the word game of the stars. Here's Ben Maller.
All right, let's do it. Password, the word game of the stars, each and every week at this time. We were going to let Jeannie Medford play, but she's not on hold, so she can't play. It's a bad job by her. We know she wanted to play. Let's meet our contestants for this edition of Password, the word game of the stars. First of all, In San Francisco, we say hello to Ken. Hello, Ken.
Hey, then. How are you doing?
Ken, if I was any better, Ken,
any better,
I would be a Giant, but not a San Francisco Giant because they got smashed by the Dodgers last night.
Well, I'm from Boston, so that's cool.
Yeah, I know. But you're in the Bay Area right now, and that's all that matters. All right, Ken. Very good. Hold on a sec. We have Ken in San Francisco and Michael in Austin, Texas. Hello, Michael.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Michael, if I was any better, I'd be a Longhorn, but not a Texas Longhorn because they're not winning the national championship.
No, they're not.
No, they're not. It's accurate. Michael, tell us what you do. Tell the guy in Beaver Dam what you do for a living.
For a living, I'm a restaurant manager.
And how's that going for you?
You know, long hours, low pay. Couldn't be better.
You sound like you really enjoy it.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Okay. What's not to like? Hold on a sec, Michael. Ken, now I know what you're doing. You do because you've called before, but tell the guy in Beaver Dam and the guy in Austin what you do for a living.
I am a server at a steakhouse.
A fine steakhouse.
I don't have to deal with management.
So you don't have long hours and you don't have low pay? No?
No, I get tips and, you know, it's kind of cool.
Biggest tip you've received recently?
During Super Bowl week 2015, someone bought a $3,400 bottle of wine for me and tipped me 20% on that.
That's pretty good. It's not bad. Did you know who it was? Was it someone we've heard of or just some random?
Disclosure prevents me.
That's a lie. People post that stuff on Reddit all the time. I see names of people. Greg Popovich left a big
tip. It was a nephew of an owner of an NFL team.
All right, that's fine.
That may or may not have been recruiting a coach.
Oh, all right. Well, wine and dine action. I got you. All right, well, very good. We have Ken. Who do you want to partner up with, Ken?
Danny G.
Danny G Radio. All right, Ken.
Yeah, let's do this.
And Danny G. Michael, who do you want to partner up with?
I'll partner up with you, man.
All right, it's a good job by you, Michael. So yet another week where Eddie is not picked. Huh. And it's amazing how that works.
You're so relieved.
Not at all. Popularity contest.
I beat you yesterday. Danny can beat you today.
I think Coop
He's really good at reading the questions.
Coop actually beat me at that with the game show contestants that he picked.
No, he didn't.
I just handed the 10 folded up words to Coop.
Yeah. Sure, Coop won't do anything funny because it's not how he operates.
You notice Ben doesn't even wait to like start losing before he complains now?
It happens.
He complains before the game starts.
Every week it happens.
Of course it does.
The listener knows, Eddie.
The world is against poor Ben Maller.
The listener knows, Eddie.
Oh, poor Ben.
You're not playing, Eddie. Stop pouting. Look, somebody hung up because of you. You see
because
that?
Because they're tired of your
somebody
whining.
Hung up because
they
of you.
They just want to play the game.
All right. Well, Ken, are you there, Ken?
I am, sir.
All right, so that means...
Yeah, I didn't lose my partner.
Michael.
Well, he heard what I had to say. He's like, oh, man, I better get out of here before I lose.
I think this might be Mike. Is that Michael? Are you there?
Yeah.
All right, Michael called back. Yeah, see that? He called back. All right, let's play the game. Here we go.
All right, word number 5.
Well, who's going first?
Ken was on the line first.
You sure about that?
Yep. All right.
Well, either way, he's the one that stayed on the line, so...
Yeah. It's Ken. Ken and Danny.
All right, well, go ahead.
Right. Oh, what number? What number, Coop?
5.
5.
Final old machine we got going.
Okay.
E
All right,
Z.
Ken. Right here. Let's do this. Right. Apnea.
What?
Apnea.
Sleep.
Yes. In your face, Maller.
Was that the Maller maneuver in a way there?
No, he should have used snooze. That's what he should have used.
Nah. Yeah.
All right, keep going. Here we go.
Like we need advice from you.
All-time wins leader
and
in passwords.
Leader.
Yeah.
King of passwords.
Yeah. K. Lenny Wilkins.
Well, he won a championship, so yes.
All right, word number 1.
The Sonics in 1979.
Yeah, also had the most losses.
No, he did not have the most losses
yes,
all time.
Yes, he did.
No, he did not. He does not have the most losses all time. I think that's like Don Nelson or something like that. All right. Or Bill Fitch or Dick Motter, one of those guys. All right, let's go with Dim.
Dim?
Yes, Dim, Michael.
Stupid.
Wow.
All right. Ken, you heard that bad clue?
I did. Dim.
Night.
Light.
Night. N-I-G-H-T. Night.
Yeah. So,
you heard dim and now night.
I thought my clue was terrible. Why would you repeat my clue if it was so bad?
That is correct. Yeah. That is that is 9 points for Danny G.
Getting smoked, Mahler.
Yeah, the word selection is very fair.
Oh,
sleep
come on,
and
stop
dark.
With that.
Yes.
By the way, Lenny Wilkins does have the most losses of all time.
Oh, Ben's wrong again.
And won a championship in 1979 with the Sonics. Yes.
And you were wrong.
That he won a championship with the Sonics in 1979?
No, that he doesn't have the most losses of all time. Moving on to the next word.
Does
so that
he have
Danny
a championship?
Did, lengthen
no,
his
no,
team. To nothing.
Did Lenny Wilkins
Danny,
win a championship?
That wasn't the argument.
Ken and Danny.
Nobody disputed you on the fact that he won a championship.
19 to nothing.
So congratulations. Lenny Wilkins did win a championship
yes,
in 1979.
Yes, nobody said that he didn't.
So he's a champion. You guys love champions. You should.
And
you should
he has
love
the most
Lenny
losses
Wilkins.
Of all time.
Word
which
number
you said he didn't, but he
Eddie,
does.
Eddie, you're not playing. People don't like you. You didn't get picked.
19-0. Danny is leading.
Ken and Michael both chose not to have you play.
Thank God. I'm tired of kicking your ass.
I got you next time.
I think we're all better off to not have you play.
I don't know why people keep picking you.
I don't know why you're pouting over there.
I'm not pouting. I'm laughing at you.
Eddie's throwing the game for Danny G this week.
19-0, by the way, if you were just tuning in.
19-0. Soon to be 29-0. Danny G, your word is word number 10.
Coop's not even pretending. Now Coop is just openly admitting that he's giving the easier words to Danny G.
When did I admit that?
You just did.
I did?
Right there, yes.
Okay.
Again, the listener knows what's going on.
Number 10. Here we go, Ken. Scorching.
That's a
fire.
That's a bad one.
Yeah, you'd know bad words.
That is a terrible mm-hmm. clue. All right, I will go with, here we go, Michael. Warm.
Hot.
No.
I think you might know it now, buddy. Let's see.
That's Danny's way of saying he has nothing else.
No,
he's got no other clues. He's trying to piggyback again off my work.
Yeah,
a lot
right.
of people around here are trying to piggyback off my work. It's a regular, it's a regular occurrence.
Yep, scorching, and then you heard Mahler's clue there with warm.
Here we go again, repeating my word.
Warmer.
Damn it!
All right, we got to get something here. All right, he didn't have an answer. All right, Michael, we're up. Let's go with flame.
Fire?
Oh, no.
I think we're going to have to pause for the cause here.
All right. There's no point. I mean, Coop's throwing the game here at this point, so there's no need to continue.
Oh, Danny's kicking your ass. 19-0.
Again, sleep. And he tried to give Danny heat, but Danny blew that one. Didn't get that one right.
Your partner didn't get it either there, buddy.
Listen, that was an easy
19
one.
To nothing. You got blitzed.
I got blitzed. Yes.
Such an easy word that
blanked
neither of you
better.
Guys could get it.
Yeah. Coop, when are you going to leave the show so we get a new producer here that has fair games? We got to just have – you know what we're going to do? We're going to go back next week.
Let the whining begin. Congratulations, Ken.
Let it begin. It's been the whole time.
I'm
sure you won all the games before I started producing, right?
Next week, we're going to have a random caller – pick the words. We'll just see. I mean, why are you against it? Why is anyone against it?
Look, we don't care. You're just going to complain again when you lose.
No,
find
I will not.
Some other
I will not.
Of course you
I
will. That's all you do.
I had a wonderful record when we had the callers pick the numbers. What, we went away from that.
We did that one time.
No, we did not. We did that multiple times.
No, we did it one time,
you know,
and
the
it
show
ran
did,
late.
The show did exist before you were here. Danny, I don't know if you know that. The show was actually on the radio for years before you got
why
here.
Why are you living in the past?
Because you changed it.
He's just finding another excuse.
To you know, clearly rig
you know
the
what?
Game.
It has nothing to do with the terrible clues you're giving.
If you won, there would be nothing wrong with any of these games.
Well, if it was a fair game, you know, with bad contestants and
Ben, for 2 weeks in a row
game,
on Mahler's Mountain of Money,
like all pre-arranged
I had
nonsense
contestants
here.
Who picked me that didn't know sports. You didn't
right,
have
we will have Cowboys
you didn't have
Corner
any problem
next.
With that.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help,
call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.